This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Federal water managers have released their annual operating plan for the Rio Grande, and it doesn't look good. Flows have been meager so far this year because of below-average snowpack and precipitation. The Rio Grande is one of North America's longest rivers and a major water source for millions of people and thousands of square miles of farmland in New Mexico, Texas, and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation warned today that a stellar monsoon season would be the only saving grace, but the odds of that happening are slim. That means there will be less water for farmers this growing season, and the river could possibly go dry through Albuquerque. Reservoirs are at a fraction of their capacity and continue to shrink. There's no opportunity to replenish them because the provisions of a water-sharing agreement with Texas prevent New Mexico from storing water upstream. That means the drought-stricken state has no extra water in the bank to fall back on, as it has in previous years. Matters are further complicated because of extremely low soil moisture levels. That, along with warm temperatures, means much of the melting snow will be absorbed or evaporated before it reaches the river. New Mexico Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins says the state has tapped into a network of community health providers, faith leaders, and other local organizers to share information as officials look to boost the number of people who are vaccinated. Collins testified today before a congressional subcommittee on the challenges of combating misinformation surrounding the coronavirus pandemic and the vaccination campaign. She said New Mexico has been a leader in distribution. She said the early adoption of a registration site, regular news conferences by top state officials, and town halls and social messaging in multiple languages have resulted in the state's high vaccination rates. U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan from New Mexico, who chairs the panel, said more than 120 million Americans have received at least a first shot, but he was concerned that misinformation being shared on social media by some commentators and through word of mouth has been keeping people from signing up to get a shot. He cited a recent survey in which more than 3 million Americans weren't sure they would get the vaccine due to cost concerns. He emphasized there is no cost. Lee Howard Marmon, a self-taught photographer from Laguna Pueblo, whose photographs are in galleries and museums around the world, has died at age 95. The Albuquerque Journal reported today that Marmon died March 31st of natural causes at a veterans home in Albuquerque. The newspaper says a private funeral has already been held, and Marmon was buried at the Santa Fe National Cemetery. Marmon's images of Native Americans, many taken on the Laguna Reservation, helped to chronicle life in the community where he grew up. Among Marmon's numerous honors is a lifetime Achievement Award from the Southwest Association of Indian Arts. The journal said Marmon got his first camera from his parents' trading post on Laguna Pueblo. He began snapping pictures along Route 66 near Laguna, including images of vehicle crashes that he sold to insurance companies and local newspapers. That's according to his daughter, Gigi Pilcher, who lives in Alaska. Marmon's most iconic image, the 1954 White Man's Moccasins, pictures tribal elder Jeff Susea, caretaker of the Laguna Mission. A medical marijuana producer in New Mexico has been fined $142,000 for worker safety violations related to a fire at a Santa Fe facility last October that seriously injured two employees. The New Mexico Environment Department fined New Mexican Natural Medicine yesterday, citing six violations, including failures to implement a respirator program, controls for flammable vapors and ignition sources, and handling of hazardous chemicals. The company was fined as the State Department of Health seeks to revoke its license to produce medical cannabis. The department has not yet made a decision on the license. This is KUNM.